ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरहे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 54। भागवता उरु विक्रमांगेशाका नकामनि चंद्रिकाया निरस्ततापे हृदिकातं उपासितातं पुनाशा प्रभावती चंद्र योदीत अर्कताप भागवता उरु विक्रमांग्रिशाका नकामनि चंद्रिकाया निरस्ततापे हृदि कतम उपासितातं पुनाशा प्रभावती चंद्र योदीत अर्कताप भागवता उरु विक्रमांग्रिशाका नकामानि चंद्रिकाय निरस्ततापे हृदि कतम उपासितातं पुनाशा प्रभावती चंद्रयोदीत अर्कताप भागवतातं उपेशिनातातं नकमनि चंद्रिका निवासतापे हृदि कतम उपासितं पुनाशा प्रभावती चंद्र उदीत अर्कताप भागवता उरु विक्रमांग्री चाका नकामनि चंद्रकीय निरसात तापे हृदि लातम उपासितातम पुनसहा प्रभावति चंद्र योदित रिक्ताप भागवता उरु विक्रमांग्री शाका नकामनी चंद्रिका निरस्त तापे हृदिकतम कुपासिदत्त पुनाश प्रभावती चंद्र इतदीत ताप
माता जी भागवता ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड इट उरु विक्रमा विच हैव परफॉर्म्ड ग्रेट हीरोइक डीड्स एंग्री ऑफ द लोटस फीट सकाहा ऑफ द टोस नका ऑफ द नेल्स मनी विच आर लाइक ज्यूवेल्स Chandrikaya, by the moonshine, Nirashta Tape, when the pain has been removed, Hridi, in the heart, Kantam, how indeed, Upasidata, of those who are worshipping, Punaha, again, Saha, the pain, Prabhavati, can have its effect. Chandre, when the moon, Eva, just at, Udite, risen, Arka, of the sun, Tapaha, the burning heat. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami's disciples and His disciples. Translation, how can the fire of the material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails and His toes resembles the valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of the pure devotee. Just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. Please repeat. How can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails and His toes resemble valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of the pure devotee. Just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. Purport. When the moon rises, the expansion of its rays drives away the distress of the sun's fierce heat. Similarly, the cooling rays emanating from the lotus nails of the personality of Godhead, Godhead's lotus feet, vanquish all distress for the Lord's pure devotee. According to the Vaishnava commentators, it is to be understood from this verse that the material lust exemplified by uncontrolled sexual desire is exactly like the blazing fire. The flames of the fire burn to ashes the peace and happiness of the conditional soul, who perpetually wanders in 8,400,000 species of life, vainly struggling to extinguish this intolerable fire. The pure devotees of the Lord place the Lord's cooling, jewel-like lotus feet within their hearts, and thus all the pain and suffering of material existence are extinguished. The word Uru Vikramangri indicates that Lord's lotus feet are quite heroic. Sri Krishna is famous for his incarnation as Vaman, the dwarf Brahmana, who extended his beautiful toes up to the outer limits of the universe and perforated the universal shell, thus bringing the waters of the holy Ganges into the universe. Similarly, when Krishna was entering the city of Mathura to challenge the demonic King Kamsa, and his entrance was impeded by the ferocious elephant named Kualayapida, Lord Krishna kicked the elephant to death and peacefully entered the city gates. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are so exalted that the Vedic literature states that the entire material manifestation rests beneath his lotus feet. Samashrita ye pada pallava palavam mahat padam punya yasho murare. Bhagavatam 10.14.58. Om ajnananti mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur militamena tasmay shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta pada kamalam shri guru vaishnavam cha shri rupam shagrajata sahagana ragunatanvitam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek the blessing from all the Vaishnavas so that I could be able to speak and purify ourselves by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this verse, especially,
The question mark is asked in the translation itself. How can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? Very question mark. Here, first thing is that one who takes the shelter of Supreme Lord, he'll be peaceful. And most important thing is that he has to purify his heart. Once he purifies the heart, he becomes pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada always emphasizes, there is one who takes birth in Bharatvarsha, they are all devotees. But we in ISKCON, we have to become Krishna conscious and we have to become pure devotees. This is the difference. So, even here, the second point is that, the very important point, Srila Prabhupada says, in Bhagavad Gita especially, Krishna is teaching us ABCD. The ABCD is, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. And we have a strong desire of enjoying the senses. Enjoying the senses, why? Because you consider yourself as a body. So that is the highest mistake and that is the highest illusion. Sense enjoyment, sense gratification. Because even though if we consider it, we are not the body, when we go for the sense gratification, we are straight away comes back to that we are the body. So sense gratification is most impediment in our spiritual life. This is the principle. So also here, one very important thing it has been given here. The material lust which exemplified the uncontrolled sexual desire is exactly like a blazing fire. It's a very serious subject. The flames of the fire burn to ashes the peace and happiness of the conditional soul. Very tough it is. That's why who perpetually wanders in 84 lakhs of species. The main reason is that he is enjoying the sense enjoyment and he has to suffer. He has to go back to that original position of his different species, 84 lakhs of species. So, he is struggling to extinguish this intolerable fire. All the time we are struggling. Very serious matter it is. The pure devotee of the Lord place the Lord's cooling jewel-like lotus feet within their hearts and thus all the pain and suffering of material existence are extinguished. Important is that you have to take the shelter of the Lord very seriously. Then only this material impediment we can come out. Sense enjoyment. It is very serious subject actually. And also in this, very important part is given Lord's Pada Kamala, lotus feet. It has got such a power. That power is already shown, lotus feet of the Lord. Even whenever we have to take darshan of the Lord, you have to start it from the lotus feet. Darshan should start it from lotus feet. And normally what happens, we are habituated, directly we see the face of the Lord. As were the acharyas, scriptural injunctions, we have to start it from the lotus feet, then you have to go up. Because the lotus feet has got full power. Entire power is there, entire material power is there within that. Lord's power is, that's why every day and night we are hearing about Krishna to understand more about Krishna. So, parichay, you have to understand more and more, more and more. Then you will have more and more attraction. So, Pada Kamal, that is most important here. And everything will be controlled. Once you have a Lord's darshan, and everything will be nullified, controlled, whatever is essentially needed, you will get that. Even that, here it is given, how Lord has shown that power of that lotus feet. Vamandev, he turns to Trivikram and goes and he pierces the topmost layer and the Ganges comes out for this, our earthly planets. See how, what is the power of that lotus feet, which we have to remember those things. These are the things. And one more thing is given here in purport. When Krishna was entering to Mathura, and there was an elephant. Then the name is Kualaya Pida. Kualaya Pida. It is giving Pida. Kualaya Pida. Like Kamsa wanted to crash this young boy with this only elephant. But Lord gave one kick, and that elephant died on the spot very badly. That kicking authority, kicking propensity has come from Krishna only. So we have to kick the material aspect of the life. That is like a kualaya pida. So that is the obstruction for us in Krishna consciousness. You have to kick that elephant, which is the material desire. That elephant we have to kick in our material, in our Krishna consciousness. This is what is impediment. This is our most important thing. And one more thing, here it is said, even Prabhupada is saying, one person was asking, very serious question it is. It's very difficult to ask such question. But one of the disciples is asking with Srila Prabhupada. It was in the morning walk on 14th May 1975. It was in Perth, Australia. That person is asking, Srila Prabhupada, how can the position be reconciled if in Krishna consciousness one of the two, the husband and the wife, one wants to enjoy sense gratification, but other does not want. So, how can we deal such case situation? He is asking a wonderful question. And Prabhupada says, no, they should be trained up. Sense enjoyment means not advanced in Krishna consciousness. As soon as one is advancing in Krishna consciousness, his sense enjoyment spirit will be reduced. That is a test. The test is how you are advancing in Krishna consciousness is a proportionate diminishing in sense enjoyment. It is proportionately diminishing. That is a test. Just like the cure of the disease means diminishing the fever. It is like a fever. When you take the medicine, fever will diminish. Temperature will reduce. That is the test. He is asking one more best question. What is that fever is... What if the fever is not diminished? This is a very wonderful answer Prabhupada gives. Because the fever is not diminished, you have to give a higher dose. Doctor will give higher dose, right? Fever is not diminishing. So Prabhupada gives the same answer. Then he should try to chant Hare Krishna mantra instead of 16 rounds, 64 rounds. Revolve. Higher dose. That is the way. 16 round is a minimum. Otherwise, Haridas Thakur used to have chant 3 lakhs names. So you have to increase. That is the only remedy. Haribol, Shwapa's word. That is the only remedy. You have to increase the medication. Medication is more rounds. If one has got the determination, this is one more good thing. One who has got the more determination, he will make progress without any trouble. Here the main important task is determination. Dridavrata. I have to get pure Krishna consciousness. This is Dridavrata. This is Sankalpa I have to do. Very strong determination. That determination is very difficult. Prabhupada is watching. That determination is that I must be Krishna conscious fully. The determination is Dridavrata. Very, very important point Prabhupada has given here. Because in this conditioned life, as it is said, you have to take many, many lives, 84 lakhs of species, you have to ruin all the time. Most of the classes Srila Prabhupada used to give, don't try to become cats and dogs. Most of the classes you have heard. Because if you go for sense gratification, means your conscience will be cats and dogs. The result will be that. So Prabhupada is giving a wonderful analogy. How? As a doctor, you have to increase the medication. By that we can overcome. So especially, we go for darshan and all. Today the glorification of the lotus feet is given. So directly we can catch the lotus feet of Panduranga Vittal at Pandharpur. You know that? I think most of you people have attended, had the darshan and had caught that lotus feet also, right? It's a very wonderful thing, catching the lotus feet of the Lord. And Panduranga is Swayambhu. He appeared himself. Nobody has installed that deity. He appeared himself, Supreme Lord. So, this is one of the opportunity we get it. Second thing, we go to Jagannath Puri. That time it was there, we used to embrace the Lord. Hours and hours some people used to embrace. Catching the Lord, holding it. But after coming out from there, what is the difference? We can say, I had a wonderful darshan. Hours and hours I was with the Lord. But the question comes, what is the result of that? Result is your material desire is finished or reduced? Then the darshan is perfect. If material desire is not finished, the darshan has got no effect, no heart changing. This is a heart cleansing process. Or chanting the holy name, visiting the holy dham, this is a heart cleansing process. Heart cleansing means no material desire. That is the heart cleansing process. There's a transformation. Many, many information. But people have so many information. Even big, big scientists, big, big politicians, Srila Prabhupada said they have lots of information. That information they have, they consider themselves as body. And a devotee who takes a single verse of the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, his heart is transformed. Others are taking so many information, so many newspapers, so many books, where they refer lots of library, information, no transformation. Whereas here, spiritual thing, one line of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, that itself is Krishna, then there is a transformation. Transformation means no material desire, which is favoring for Krishna consciousness, that only you'll attain. This is the change of heart. No sense gratification. It is reduced. That is the result what we can understand. Even Jagannath Puri, when 3 lakhs name was called, was chanting by Haridas Thakur, he was requesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I wanted some place I could sit and chant my rounds. Please show me that place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu show him the place. Sit here, see there is chakra, Jagannath chakra, the temple. That place is Siddha Bakul. You sit here and you could see the chakra and chant the holy name. That's one of the beautiful place. Even if we go there, at least few rounds we should chant there, 100% we'll have a purification process. And same place, they were not intended to enter the temple or see the deity and all. Same thing for Sanatana Goswami. Same thing for Rupa Goswami. Same thing for Kolavecha Sridhar. No material desire. Even Lord wanted to give them anything. Ashta Siddhi, all the value, all the wealth. No desire, because it's finished. It's purified. Material desire is not that. That stage, Srila Prabhupada used to say, that stage we should reach. That is the stage of Goswami stage. Otherwise, there is no hope. We have to go for that. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was standing near the Garudastam. He never used to go very closer to Jagannath. Garudastam, far away. He has appeared as a devotee. Practically we can see what is the way a devotee has to perform devotional service. That is the teaching is done by Srila, our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was long standing because he was thinking Jagannath is going to see the Garuda. At that time at least he will see my sight. Some sight will be there. He will look at me. See the conscious. Supreme Lord is showing us just going and embracing the Lord. This is not the right darshan. There should be a change in the heart. Heart transformation. Lord used to go, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go only at the time of the Netra Darshan. He goes just closer to the Lord. Otherwise he never used to. And these people, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were there in Siddha Bakul. They used to get the straight darshan from Supreme Lord Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and visit them, get the darshan, and also they get the Mahaprasad. This is Lord provides. Everything Lord is providing. This is how, what are the advantage we get it when we try to become a pure devotee. That is the thing. Actually, once we had been to Jagannath Puri. From there we had been to Remuna. That time His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and group, few years before, about more than 15 years I think. So we had been to Remuna, that is the holy place where Lord Gopinath with lovingly he kept pot of kheer, that is sweet rice, for Madhavendra Puri. It was absolutely was stealing for the devotee. That was the place. So when we had been there, we visited, and then there was a class. That time Maharaj asked one question, very wonderful question. This place is so holy dham, and many of our parampara people like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, all these great Acharya souls have attended here. And as soon as they attended, they had the darshan of the Lord. Spiritually they fainted in this place. Now the place is the same, but none of us, we are getting any fainting mood, you know, of spiritual life. What is the reason? Nobody could give the right answer. But Maharaj himself gave the answer. Answer is that when we were entering to that place, that time we have decided, Lord, we are coming for 10 to 15 minutes here. After having your darshan, we will have our different path and you will have your different path. We have our own agenda and you will have your own agenda. That's why that spiritual fainting is not there. The fainting, that love of spiritual life comes, we should have the same frequency, same agenda. Lord, mine is not different. I wanted that same frequency I have to tune. Whatever the frequency has to be set, I should tune on the same frequency. There is no other path, no other agenda. My agenda is your agenda, Lord. Such people can get the pure love of God. Yeah. Otherwise, it becomes just a formality and not that seriousness. This is what Maharaj has said. Our path is not different. The same path, Lord. I am the spirit soul. I can't speak about bodily concept. I have to purify my spirit soul. I come for that. It's a tuning, the right station, right frequency. The tuning is done as per the Shastra, as per Lord has given us, as per the Acharyas. They have shown us. And one more thing, person was asking, that was Satswarup Maharaj, when they was asking a question, very nice question. Question was, Prabhupada, actually, in your presence, Prabhupada, we are getting all the guidance for spiritual life, instructions, and everything we are getting. Now, what will be our position if you are leave us from this place? What will be our position? Very good question. This question is for everyone. So, Prabhupada gives very wonderful, intelligent answer. Prabhupada replied, you know, the names of Krishna is not different from Krishna. The names of Krishna is not different from Krishna himself. Do you understand that? The meaning is, even my absence is there, but when you take Supreme Personality of Godhead's shelter, you are not to worry. You will get everything. That is there, is already we have given it in the Mahamantra. So one more, he continues. So if you were actually sincere and chant, anything is possible by Krishna. Krishna will provide everything. One more thing he says. Even it is possible that Krishna will come and talk to you. Talk to the devotee and he will guide you. Don't worry. The Supreme, even the Guru, spiritual master will guide you through your heart. And Krishna will directly come and guide you. Who can say it is not possible? Question is asked by Prabhupada. One who is not having unflinching faith, he will say it is not possible. One who is having a flinching, unflinching faith, he will have the same conscience. Who can say that it is not possible? Prabhupada is asking. And one more thing he is adding. If Krishna wants to happen it, nobody can stop it. If we chant the holy name, we can know Krishna. We can know our spiritual master. We can know what to do and what not to do. Entire thing depends on the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Actually, Prabhupada was telling in one of the places, see, how can we remember Krishna all the time, 24 hours, Prabhupada? Prabhupada was saying, very simple. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena santasadaivarudayeshu vilokayanti yamshama sundaramachintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami premanjana. Very important. What is premanjana? Ointment. Ointment of love. What is the ointment of love? Prabhupada said, doing devotional service. Then what? Without material desire. Very tough, huh? Without material desire. Actually, when we were there in Jagannath Puri, Yatra, we had gone. That time, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, now Lord has reached Gundicha, let's pray with all three. Who? Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldev. You know what is the prayer we have to do? Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhavatat ahituki. Lord, I am not needed any of the wealth, woman, all the things. So it is very difficult. In fact, I was there on that. I was said, how can Maharaj can ask this thing here? We can't ask that. How can I live, give up this dhanam? But finally we understand, Krishna is everything for us. Everything is included in that. Akhilanda Koti Brahmandanaya. He is having all the opulence. He is everything for us. When we come to that conscious, immediately we will say, I do not want anything. I only wanted your pure name, Lord. Same Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare. That ointment is without material desire. It comes, it automatically takes place. That's why the pure devotional service, what is a pure devotional service? The principle is given. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Anya abhilashi niye. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Jnana karmadi anavritam. Anukulena Krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably, without material desire, through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation, that is called pure devotional service. That material aspect we can here see in this verse today. If material, tinge of material desire is there, you cannot get that pure devotional service. You have to come back again. You have to come back to the other species again. So anya bilashita shunyam. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was insisting, Sridhar Kolavecha, he was insisting, Haridas Thakur, take something. Mahaprakashalila, I'll give you this. Whatever you want, you take it. Kolavecha, you take. You don't have any house. You don't have any proper clothes. Take it. I'll give you. I'll give you Ashta Siddhi. Take it. He said, no, Lord. No. Because that entire material desires washed off. That is purified. Cleansed. Because they got the higher asset. Higher things they got it. Prabhupada says, it is, why can't you throw the copper coin when you are going to get the gold coin? So these are all the lowest type of mentality, material thing, which is perishable. And you got an imperishable wealth. That is Krishna. That is required for the soul to do the relationship with the Supreme Lord. This, we have got this perishable body and the imperishable soul is within this. It is a precarious condition. We have to have the connection with Supreme Lord. Very short time. Span of life is very short. Short time we have to do it and we have to attain that in this lifetime itself. Because the time is very short. Yeah, that's why I have to see that time is very short. Everywhere there is a time is very short. So even Srila Prabhupada said, you try to make a sankalpa, keep the desire, Krishna will fulfill it. And main thing is, you have to sincerely, you have to try to do it. And one instance I will tell you, and I will stop it. Because it automatically purifies our heart. One of the person, I used to go and speak about some preached about Krishna consciousness in one of the Mangalore. So, I went that family after a year. Then I asked them, they have started chanting the holy name. I asked them, have you got any good result by chanting the holy name? Your Krishna consciousness progressed? What is the situation? The head of the family, he said, I don't know how much progress we did it in Krishna consciousness. One thing I'll tell you, after starting Krishna consciousness and chanting, our monthly about 20 to 25,000 is saved because we have stopped going for shopping. Shopping is stopped. I said, this is the purification, it starts. Because heart cleanses and you know what to do, what not to do. Even everything belongs to Krishna. This is the pure, perfect principle of Krishna consciousness. So, sincerely we follow it, we'll attain perfection. Srila Prabhupada says, path of perfection means you'll be out of this birth, death and old age and disease. You'll go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Time up. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.